coffee houses. The new Flakepool, most famed of Trout's Cafe, an early evening salad.
Radio Vienna. We know our program of recorded walk to this time. Thank you and announcement of Flakepool.
The day for which we have waited will soon be here. The dream of the president is soon to be fulfilled. Our protector and friend, Adolf Hitler, is at our ears.
Thank you. Moment for both Shiites and Kurds. They're now taking the reins of power.
BBC's Caroline Hawley in Baghdad. Today, American soldiers examined the wreckage of a U.S. military helicopter that crashed in the Afghanistan desert yesterday.
Me cold, you wouldn't don't care if I die. I don't even care if I'm in a wheelchair or in a bed. Honey, thank you.
Thank you. 107 WGXC, I'm winding up this week's edition of Zoom. And as always, Zoom is a collection of little malignant zygotes that, when you put them together, they become quite beautiful. So, coming up next is the Monday Musical Matinee. Archive of programs, thousands of programs. Call us up, get involved. Apply for a program or do some behind the scenes work. Help us grow. Today's show was loosely based on the award Made by Hand books by James Howard Kunstler, a Saratoga resident, writing prophetic, sort of, I don't want to say post-apocalyptic, but kind of immediate futurist, post-peak oil, post-capitalism fiction. Really beautiful, bare bones kind of stuff. So, I've been Tyson. This has been Zoom. I'll be back again next week. Won't you join me? 90.7 WGXC. It's people-powered radio. Creative use of the airwaves. Thank you. See you next week.
We are meeting in a situation of gravity amounting to tragedy. At this moment, Adolf Hitler is on his way to Prague to claim the spoils of his conquest. To anyone who has any doubt as to the meaning of the events of the past hours, let me quote a passage from Hitler's book, Mein Kampf. It reads, The wise victor will, if possible, always impose his claims stage by stage. He may then rely on the fact that in not one of his further acts will there seem sufficient reason to take up arms. Mr. Speaker, we all know that we shall have no more than a brief respite, perhaps briefer than the last, before Hitler will make further demands in the belief that we are already a defeated people, impotent and powerless to defend ourselves. Mr. Speaker, there is only one course that will save us: to form a new government in which all parties will cooperate to bring dignity and honor and courage to our country once again.
Breaking from Berlin through a blinding snowstorm into Saxony past Dresden, speeds an official black train with shades drawn. Blazoned on its side is the double eagle of the Third German Reich. In a compartment is Adolf Hitler, whose inexorable destiny carries him this week southeast.